enter your area code and phone number, followed by pound. If you make a mistake and need to start again, press the star key. Please enter your PIN, followed by the pound key. To leave a message, welcome to the messaging service. You have no messages. Main menu. To send a message, press 2. To work with your greetings, press 3. To change your settings, press 4. To get your deleted messages, press 6. To leave this mailbox and log on as another subscriber, press 7. To get more help, press 0. To exit voicemail, press star. Enter a phone or group list number, then press pound. To exit, press the star key twice, now.
Matthew Furman.
Enter another phone or group list number, followed by pound. Or if you have no other numbers, just press pound. To cancel the last entry, press the star key twice, now. Record your message after the beep, then press pound to hear delivery options.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Message recorded. To hear delivery options, press 1. To send your message, press pound. Delivery options. To review your message, press 1. To mark your message urgent, press 2. To mark your message private, press 3. To re-record your message, press 4. To request a delivery report, press 5. To request a read report, press 6. To add or remove recipients, press 7. To send your message as is, press pound. To exit, press the star key.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
To cancel and re-record, press 1 and begin recording after the beep. To continue recording where you left off, press 2 and begin recording after the beep. If this recording is okay, press pound. Delivery options. To review your message, press 1. To mark your message urgent, press 2. To mark marked urgent. Delivery options. To review your message, press 1. To unmark your message urgent, press 2. To mark your message private, press 3. To re-marked private. Delivery options. To review your message, press 1. To unmark your message urgent, press 2. To unmark your message private, press 3. To re-unmarked private. Delivery options. To review your message, press 1. To unmark your message urgent, press 2. To mark your message private, press 3. To re-record your message, press 4. To request a delivery report, press 5. To request a read report, press 6. To requesting delivery report. Delivery options. To review your message, requesting read report. Delivery options. To review your message, press 1. To unmark your message urgent, press 2. To mark your message private, press 3. To re-record your message, press 4. To not request a delivery report, press 5. To not request a read report, press 6. To add or remove recipients, press 7. To send your message as is, press pound. To exit, press the star key. Your message has been sent. Main menu. To get your messages, press 1. To send a message, press 2. First, new voice message. A read receipt will be sent for this message. It is marked urgent. From
Matthew Furman.
Received today at 8:39 p.m.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
To repeat, press 1. To save as new, press 2, 2. To delete your message, press 3. To reply, press 4. To send a copy, press 5. To leave as saved, press pound. Saving message. Second, new voice message. Is a report received today at 8:39 p.m. Your message sent today at 8:39 p.m. to
Matthew Furman.
Was delivered. To repeat, press 1. To save as new, press 2-2. To delete your message, press 3. To leave as saved, press pound. Marking message as new. End of new voice messages. Main menu. To get your first new voice message is a report received today at 8:39 p.m. Your message sent today at 8:39 p.m. to
Matthew Furman
was delivered. To repeat, press 1. To save as new, press 2-2. To delete your message, press 3. To erasing message, second new voice message is a report received today at 8:39 p.m. Your message sent today at 8:39 p.m. to
Matthew Furman
was read. To repeat, press 1. To save as new, press 2-2. To delete your message, press 3. To leave as saved, press pound. End of new voice messages. First saved voice message. It is marked urgent from
Matthew.
Main menu. To get your messages, press 1. To send a message, press 2. To work with your greetings, press 3. Greetings menu. To set up a personal greeting, press 1. To work with your extended absence greeting, press 2. To select a system-generated greeting or to change the recording of your name, press 3. To work with the greeting that callers hear when your phone line is busy, press 5. To exit, press the star key. Main menu. To get your messages, press 1. To send a message, press 2. To work with your greetings, press 3. To change your settings, press 4. To mailbox settings, to work with your group lists, press 1. For hands-free and time-saver options, press 2. For security options, press 3. For notification options, press 5. For additional settings, press 6. To exit, press the star key. You currently have no group lists configured. To add a new group list, press 1. Mailbox settings, to work with your group lists, press 1. For hands-free and time-saver options, press 2. For secure time-saver options, to change your autoplay settings, press 1. To change your settings for urgent messages, press 2. To change your voicemail preferences, press 3. To exit, press the star key. Both the header and body of voicemails will be played. To change your preferences for voicemail headers, press 1. To change your preferences for voicemail bodies, press 2. To exit, press the star key. Time saver options. To change your autoplay settings, press 1. To change your settings for urgent messages, press 2. Autoplay for urgent voicemail messages is currently turned off. To turn autoplay for urgent voicemail messages on, press 1. To exit, press the star key. Time saver options. To change your autoplay settings, press 1. Autoplay is currently turned off for voicemail. To turn voicemail autoplay on, press 1. To exit, press the star key. Time saver options. To change your autoplay settings, press 1. To change your settings for urgent messages, press 2. To change your voicemail preferences, press 3. To exit, press the star key. Both the header and body of voicemails will be played. Change time saver options. To change your autoplay settings, press mailbox settings. To work with your group lists, press 1. For hands-free and time saver options, press 2. For security options, press 3. For notification options, press 5. For additional settings, press 6. To exit, security options. To change your PIN, press 1. To change your fast login feature, press 2. To change your skip PIN feature, press 3. To exit, press the star key. Mailbox settings, to work with your group lists, press 1. For hands-free and time-saver options, press 2. For security options, press 3. For notification options, press 5. For additional notifications menu, the message waiting indicator is active. Email notification settings cannot be changed until the required configuration is added through the web interface. To deactivate the message waiting indicator on your phone, press 1. To exit, press the star key. Mailbox settings to work with your group. Additional settings. For broadcast options, press 4. To exit, press the star key. Broadcast options. Marketing broadcasts are currently turned on. To turn them off, press 1. To exit, press the star key. Additional settings. For broadcast options, press 4. To exit, press the star key. Mailbox settings. To work with your group lists, press 1. Main menu. To get your messages, press 1. To send a message, press 2. To work with your greetings, press 3. To change your settings, press 4. To get your deleted messages, press 6. To leave this mailbox and log on as another subscriber, press 7. To get more help, press 0. To exit voicemail, press star. First erased voice message is a report received today at 8:39 p.m. Your message sent today at 8:39 p.m. to
Matthew Furman
was delivered. To repeat, press 1. To restore your deleted message, press 2. To permanently delete your message, press 3. To get your next message, press pound. Erasing message. End of erased voice messages. Main menu. To get your messages, press 1. To send helpful hints. These helpful hints are divided into topics so that you can skip the topics that you are already familiar with by using the pound key. Please remember, you can leave these hints at any time by pressing the star key. If you want to replay the hints from the start, press 1. The first topic is about the pound key. By now you've noticed that one of the things that the pound key is used for is to tell the message center that you have finished entering a number. When you are not entering a number, the pound key lets you skip ahead to the next task. For instance, if you press pound while you are listening to the header, which is played at the beginning of each message, you will skip immediately to the body of the message. Press pound again, and you will jump to the next message. After you have used the message center for a while, you will probably get a little tired of having to wait for me to finish speaking so that you can perform a certain task. The next time that happens, press the pound key to skip the rest of what I was going to say. The next topic is about the star key. The star key is used to skip back a section. Note that it does not skip back to the last action, rather to the previous section. For example, when entering a telephone number or PIN, pressing star cancels the input and prompts you to start again. When adding addresses to a message, the star key removes the last address or cancels sending the message once there are no addresses remaining. From the options menu, the star key takes you back a step to the previous menu. And finally, when listening to a message, pressing star will take you back to the main menu and not to the previous message. Note that pressing the star key at the main menu will end your call. You should then hear me thank you for using the service, and the call will end. The next topic discusses features that make listening to messages a little faster. You don't have to wait for me to finish talking if you want to erase a message, save a message, or skip to the next message. When you know what you want to do, just do it. You already know that the pound key lets you jump to the next message. There are a couple of other features that are useful too. The 7 and the 9 keys let you jump back or jump forward in a message. Press 77 during message playback to skip back 5 seconds. Press 99 to skip forward 5 seconds. Another handy feature is the ability to jump back to the previous message. Remember how the 1 key lets you go back to the start of a message? Well, if you press 11 quickly, you can jump back to the start of the message before that. This means that if you are listening to your third message and want to go back to message 2, you can press 11 to go back. The autoplay option allows you to go directly to listening to your messages as soon as you access your mailbox, instead of being provided an options menu and then having to select from the menu. This option can be found in the mailbox settings menu. The next topic is about voice message playback volume. You can increase the volume that a voice message is played at by pressing the 6 key while the message is playing. Each time you press the 6 key, the volume is increased a little. The next topic is about voice message playback speed. You can decrease the speed that a voice message is played at by pressing the 7 key while the message is playing, or you can increase the speed by pressing the 9 key. The next topic is about replying, forwarding, and sending messages. Voicemail lets subscribers do things with messages that an answering machine cannot. In some ways, it acts like email for the telephone. On your telephone keypad, the 4 key is for reply and the 5 key is for forward. You can also press 2 from the main menu to send a message. Let's start with the 2 key from the main menu. If you press 2, you can record a new message and send it on to another subscriber's mailbox. The next time they check voicemail, they will hear your message. It's handy when you need to send someone a message but don't want to disturb them by ringing their phone. Another nice thing about sending messages this way is that when you get a message like this, you can press 4 to reply back to it. Another subscriber could press 2 to send you a message, and you could press 4 to record a message that will be sent right back to them. You don't even need to enter their phone number. Finally, if you'd like to share one of your messages with a friend or coworker who also has voicemail, you can press 5 to forward a copy of the message. When you press 5, I'll ask you for the phone number of the subscriber that you'd like to send it to, and then I'll let you record an introduction to it. The other subscriber will hear your introduction followed by the message that you've copied to them. So again, 4 is reply, 5 is for forward, and 2 from the main menu is for send a new message. Helpful hints. Main menu. To get your messages, press 1. To send a message, press 2. To work with your greetings, press 3. To change your settings, press 4. To get your deleted messages, press 6. To leave this mailbox and log on as another subscriber, press 7. To get more help, press 0. To exit voicemail, press star. Thank you for using the messaging service. Goodbye.